candles, cookies and cutting boards kicked off the parent hustle market. 18 vendors sold their wares in a one-day-only rented storefront at the corner of Simcoe Road and Holland Street, Sunday. "I've had 3 sales this morning," said Blue Laserworks artist Brian Da Silva. Cutting fine Santa Claus carvings and script into bamboo cutting boards, Da Silva said he believed the market was a success. Robin's Nest was selling handcrafted knit toques, as well as mittens and neck warmers. Knitter Robin Poland created all the goods herself, including the mittens that were fabricated from recycled sweaters and were fleece-lined inside. Open between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., vendors took turns dressing in holiday garb to attract drivers by at the busy intersection. Creating the craft market for a second time since her first event in November, Stephanie DiBella said the idea to rent the empty retail space for one day at Christmas was panning out. "I always went to local markets for business, so I thought I'd give it a try myself," DiBella said. However, one of the vendors did not consider the market successful. Minia Khalid, whose shop Jade Booth sold sparkling gold houseware items from China, wasn't the only person wearing her winter coat inside the shop. "When I heard it was an indoor event, I joined because I thought we'd be warm," Khalid said. "But there's no lighting and no heating. We're working hard, everybody's working hard, they've been working for weeks on this, so it should be ready and warmer." The scent of homemade cookies filling the venue came from the Simply Sweets by Sof booth near the door. Sophia Perugini was selling oatmeal chocolate chip cookies, beside the Christmas classic ginger molasses combo and the shortbread cookies. Nearby, Seema Grewal was selling soy-based candles that are personalized for each customer. "We do wedding parties, showers, birthdays or housewarming gifts," Grewal said. "Each candle scent is specifically chosen by the consumer, as are the decorative labels," she said.